represent that as a Tachmites, there's some sort of Isur, even for a Jew. And there's a question, we'll see in a moment, that what exactly is the nature of this Isur. So as I said to you, that there's a Mahomes Rashi, the Rambam, it's also we mentioned. Rashi Shita is that in order to save the life of the mother, you're allowed to go ahead and kill the Ubar, you must kill the Ubar, because the Ubar is not called the Nefesh. And the mother is called the Nefesh. However, once the child is born, they adopt the Nefesh and the Nefesh, that both are considered to be the Fashos, and therefore one does not take precedence of the other. The Rambam Shita is, the Ubar is in Rodez, and that's what we just read, the Lashon of the Rambam. Now, I just want to point out one other thing that we also mentioned several weeks ago, and this seems to be a rather ironic and rather bizarre kind of halacha. Despite the fact that the Ubar is not a nefesh, and yet if the life of the Ubar is in danger, the halacha is allowed to be Shabbos to save the life of the Ubar. That seems to be a bit striking. If the Ubar is not considered to be a nefesh, as far as this halacha is concerned, why should be a head of Chilul Shabbos? So this is what, as I mentioned, Lechura will seem to be dependent upon the question whether Ubar is called nefesh or not called nefesh. So if the life of the mother is not a sakana, the life of the Ubar is a sakana, so can you be Mechal Shabbos for the Ubar? And for example, Mishnah Yuma describes a mother who is standing in a kippur, and the mother is not in any particular danger. All of us testing a kippur, but the fetus may very well be in danger. The fetus doesn't receive nourishment, is not sustained by the mother, not nursed by the mother, so now the question, can the mother eat on behalf of the fetus? Or, shall we say, is there a basis for the Mechal Shabbos, or do we say, can you be Mechal Shabbos on the fetus, can not be Mechal Shabbos on the fetus? So here, this is a big machlokes among the Gedolei HaRishonim, and I wanted to start with that on page number one. Here there's a Taras HaOdom of the Rabban, is one of the most classic svarim that's out there. I don't know how many of you have had the opportunity, there's Hashem. Hashem should give you that opportunity to look at Taras HaOdom of the Rabban. He is absolutely mind-boggling in his hekef, the dark of Rabban is makif, good segments of Adelos, that Rabban is also makif, many other segments. So here, this section on page number one, the Rabban quotes two opinions in the Taras HaOdom of Rabban. And let's start. I'm going to read it inside if you don't mind. Balam Sudelos. Fascinating. Dr. Bozekis on Shabbos here, but Habura is talking about who offered the Sefer HaChinuch. The next question is who offered the Baal? That's also another question which is often posed that he discussed. I will suggest it. We know that that we should discuss in the next perhaps, session. Our brother already has all the answers to this. But that's also the big focus, and both of these issues I discussed with Dr. Graf, maybe 45 years ago, close to 50 years ago, the author of the Chinuch, and also the author of the Bahag. So here the Bahag is quoted, and the Bahag says, Isha Ubra, the Adina Dilo also the Sakya Vlada, she doesn't eat. So then the child, God forbid, might be lost, she might miscarry. Abagat Yamin is something that Yamba was something that so even the child is a Ubar, and the child clearly is under cloud of a suffix, is he a Ben Kayon, is he a Nefil? Shall be done with the Meitalei. You can go and give her what to eat. But he said, Ben Geyes of Allah, be dear Dizan Tali Milsa, be dear Dizan. Who be dying to Tali Milsa. He said, it really depends on her. The Gemara discussed this in Yuma. The Gemara always has a very beautiful statement that the Gemara uses. Lady of Deh, Amar of Nasha. It's all the doctors in the world. But at the end of the day, we speak to the individual who is the one. And they have the best idea of what exactly is happening, how they feel. I mean, doctors with all their instrumentation and all the machinery and all the knowledge that they have, which of course is Baruch Hashem, constantly on the rise. They cannot go ahead and tell either a woman or a man how he or she feels. They know how they feel. They go there, Maras Nafsha. So the Baruch says here that it's totally unheard of that, the Misheni Reicha, those in love, to tell the Davia, once she has a Reah, once she becomes, that's the Lashon of Gemara Yuma. Mitzavah Kabbalah Lachos. She remembers. Tzricha Dipshita Machilon Osa. El Dafilu Rovos of Mitzavah Osa Reach. Uponei Amarikos Machilon Osa. Choshen Zikor. We're worried about the child might miscarry. With the common name of Shuzakon is Lash Mamin Afilu Lechol Meichas Mechalim. And now he quotes this Gemara that we mentioned a moment ago in Erechet, the Gemara of Zayin. Omer Adnachon Omer Shmuel Isha Sheyosha Alav Hashmer. He's on the birthing stool of Mesa B'Shabbat. And he's in the time is great though. Bosina Sovlan. So he's up Shita, my Ovid, the Chadif of Basu. I'm not going to get into the details of this right now. But again, the Bahag, of course, assumes over here that it's one birth that has the status of a fetus. We don't say it's necessarily what the Gemara, I mentioned this last time, Tumunah B'Kufsa. But the other opinion will say, Mechadim Vosa, by cutting open a dead person, he's not doing any malofa. Famous Mishnah, that's the issue of the World Trade Center, or any, for that matter, any building that Rahman was son collapses and he has debris, and there may be people under the debris, so what the did is, the Tachim is Fakal B'Shabbat, that's the verse of the Yuman, that's the Tachim Al-Alocha. So here, now the same option with Avali Chazal and the Riyusa. Avali Chazal and the Riyusa may come below. Maybe when it comes to a Nefel or something Nefel, something Mekayama, perhaps that's not the thing. No problem that Mishnah Masek of Yuma. You don't apply the principle of something to us never is better Shabbat. So Mashmallah, we don't say that. You do apply the principle. Bahag goes on. Bahag got the Snan, all of Sir Zayn, Risha, Makashu, Leila, Mabiyah, Stakin, Mechafno, So Eva, Eva, Yotzer, Rosho, next page, Ein No Gibbo. We just read the Mishnah. Shei Zayn, the Nevesh, Nei Nevesh. Alma, the Meikara, the last name, Mishu, Makal, the Fosho. With Nam, Nam, we got a Tibet, Ben Yom Echad, Harar, Go Chaya, the Dr. Ben Yom Echad, Abu, Baloy, then the Bahag says a fantastic svara. Bahag here is trying to explain that even before 40 days, the Gemara says still 40 days, the child is called Maya Balma. And yet, you don't apply the principle of the Makal of Shabbos to say the fetus, even though the Gemara says the blood is Maya Balma. That's what he quotes here, the Mishnah in Olos. Alma is in Kari, he says, Lester Mishumatol the Koshas. So from that mission you see that you kill the fetus to save the life of the mother, indicating the mother is a nefesh, the fetus is not a nefesh, so according to the stira, that's what I alluded to a few moments ago, it's not ephod, it's a chal shabbat, to be matul uber, it's not sheni, you kill the uber in order to save the life of the mother, so the blood is not called a nefesh. So here what's going on, so that's exactly what the Bahag is going to address, and the Bahag says a very fascinating story, namely, there's a potential observance of mitzvahs in this fetus. This fetus eventually is going to become a ben kayama and it's going to emerge and have the opportunity. So what do we apply? We apply the principle that the Gemara says in Yuma. Omra Torah. Namely, why do the Chol Shabbos for a person who's not well? The answer is Chalal of Shabbos Achas, Leshishma Shabbos Azarbe, because we're going to, Yitzhak Hashem, save his life, and Lord, they should be able to observe multiple Shabbos to Yitzhak Hashem, and that's what we're talking. So the Bahag applies this Svara, namely the Yishmir Shabbos and the Chalal to a fetus. That's a rather remarkable Kiddush. I understand that someone is in the situation of something sakona. So we say something to God's name, then the Shabbos, then we apply this svara. But to a fetus, who's struggling whether the fetus is a bakayama or not a bakayama, and here comes the Bahag and says, Omra Torah, Chalal of Shabbos, Aras, Yishma, Shabbos, Sabi, Hilbach. Afilu Matos, Ura, Pochaz, Yimel, Abroim, Yom, Shem, Lochi, is plow, and the word calls it Maya, Baalma, Chalal of Shabbos, Kedat, Baalma, Chos. That's the opinion of the Bahag. Bahag passes, you save an Umar, you have a Chal Shabbos, and you push aside the Easter. Why? Because potentially the Umar is in a position to ultimately do many missions. Let's say one is in a coma, and people in a coma are not able to do a Kai Mitzvah. So let's say we're talking about, Rabbi Meister to call it Chashvak, Terror Shaykh of the Kotel. So it's not Kai Mitzvah. Does that mean we're not a Chal Shabbos? These two people, based on this book, if the story of the Bahag is to be expunged, is operative, that we're worried about Shri Samitras, and someone in the coma, of course not, I'm asking 100%. The Torah gave us a principle. The principle applies to all plug across the board. That's Bav Shutin. And even when there's no possibility of keeping mitzvahs, so that's exactly what the Bahag is saying here. It applies even to an Ubar, even like the 440 days, that's the Shita Bahag. That's the first Shita, quoted by Rabban, and I quote Tadea, that is called at this first Shita. Take a look at the Ika, this is real life. However, there's a second opinion. She in the Chalu, we should the following. No. When it comes to a Nepal, when it comes to a fetus, you're not going to go ahead and be Mechal Shabbos. And he goes on to say, Ela Uba Shei Richa, Shasha de Misa Didoni. Shekolam Apela Zucheska Sakona. So that's a different situation. Uba Shei Richa, Machin also, Mishnah writes in Yuma. Because we're talking about the Sakona of the mother. The time of Yashem is Ala Mashma Shemesa, time of Achinu, the Gen Shemesa, I'm in Kiyovu. Lav Yerachimo, Velav Yidotali, Ala Chayu. The Zelos, Nenel of the bottom, Leko El Vlav Lechazor de Chiyusa, the Slavim the Parsh of the Hakel. And also here he says, perhaps the Ubar of the Nepal has no status of a Nefesh, according to the second opinion. So when it comes to Yom Kippur, when Isha Yoledet, we allow her to break her tightness because of the sakana to the mother, not because of the sakana to the blood. That's what the Rambani writes. They were talking about the time of Achrina, and the fact we have an issue, but only for the Uber, you cannot. Shekolam Apel to have the sakana, if she miscarries, that will lead to a sakana for her, so she's breaking the fast and give it to save her life, rather than the life of the Uber. Here we have two different opinions in the Ramban, relating to this question of going ahead and doing something and saving the life of the Ubar, Bibachal Shabbos of the Ubar, in the 2 days. Now these 2 days are quite significant. You know, the two opinions whether you're allowed to be Bibachal Shabbos to save the life of the fetus, according to the first opinion of the Bahag, he claims that you have the issue of ultimate potential Shmiras HaMitzvahs. The second opinion says, no, it's not a Nefesh. And therefore, in fact, we're going to come back to Sachokes in a little while. So now, back to the very fundamental question that we're talking about, that we mentioned that there's an Easter of abortion, certainly for a non-Jew, the Gemara quotes several Sukkot, the Gemara said Ezra, and we cited already several weeks ago, and again at the beginning of this year, and the Pashas that we're talking about an Easter don't write so. The Gemara said that it's not possible that we can have a situation where let them be the lack of also we sell shari. There's no way where you can have a discrimination between that of a Jew and that of a non-Jew, that for a non-Jew it should be also, for a Jew it should be permissible. If it's also for a Ben Zayach, Kalvachemet, Ben Roshan, Kalvachemet, Kolshkein, it should be also for a Jew as well. So there are three possible approaches. What exactly the Easter is? First of all, we have to know, is it an Easter Darbonon? Is it an Easter Daraisom? If it's an Easter Daraisom, what's the Easter? So now I'm going to make another suggestion on page 3. There's a Shuvah of the Chavis Yorah. I sort of underlined it. And the Chavis Yorah is talking about the context here. The Chavis Yorah is one of the most fundamental, basic of all the Shutim, often quoted by Gdolei HaPoskim. And here, this issue is very relevant, especially with Matei Mehonos, where they're in the United States when I was there a few weeks ago, and this is right after before the Supreme Court formally decided to do what they did, but already it was clear that was going to happen. It was not even a Dovah Shalom Ol Yehudah, because they discovered somehow some notes of some Supreme Court justice, and therefore they already were aware of what was going to happen. So the issue is rape or incest. What happens in those circumstances? Will there be exception? The rule will this overturning the row away, not permit, in the case of rape or incest, or in the case of, say, he's talking about a woman who commits adultery. A woman is Madonna. That's what Chavis Yorah here is discussing. And now does, shall we say, and she wants to have an abortion. So the child is a mamzer, but a mamzer is a full-fledged Jew. A mamzer is considered to be a Jew, al-pi halacha, with all the requisites even that apply to a Jew, apply to a mamzer as well. So here this tshuva, he discusses the Tesis in Yidam, and here I underline the part that's relevant. He writes, Ha'omnam Pershen Nechulei, Rasva Tesis B'shita, Salmi Kavini, Yavagav Nebezach Nergal Ha'uvim, Yisrael Enonerat, Yid the part of the Kavagam Moshai. That's the Lashon Tesis that I referred you to, that Rabbi Sir quotes, and he goes on to say, he quotes Gemara Talen, and also Taisus, essentially what he writes over here, that the Gemara says, Shita. So the Rabbi Sir says, what was the Gemara's question over there, that means a woman who's on the execution block, so the Mishnah writes, that you're not allowed to be on the din. Isha Shoshala Mashbear has different aloha. That's what the Mishnah Chulin, the Mishnah in Erechim rather distinguishes between the two. So the case here is, what you don't delay? Idi Adin. If it's an Isla Avon, and I understand Idi Adin overrides the abortion. But if the abortion says the Chavis Yoram, is it Isla Daraisa? So then, how does it affect it's not so Bashit? What's the Gemara saying? Shita. Says the Chavisur, you know why Pshita? Because the Gemara Gufahi, because she's Chayim Nisa. And so therefore, and so is, without that reason, we would have said we should delay till she gives birth. But Badai, he says, L'chatzila, he says that, he quotes actually a pasuk in Shayot, this is where it's gone, the last three lines. And here's where he discusses what the Easter is. He says, L'chatzila, till August, he quotes a pasuk that this is the Gemara, we'll get to it in a moment, the Gemara Dina Daf Yigimel. But you take a look actually at that Gemara, I believe, yes, on page number 4, you can see the Gemara. The Gemara he discusses, the famous Gemara, the Easter of the Amesi Shevazel of Asava Chayim Isa. Where it says, the son of the most in Zel of Asava, you are considered this in Shevalar, he writes this is Easter Achi Chobor. Of course, it doesn't mean Misa Chasushol to the Adam, it's Easter the Shemaim, that's what we're talking about, it's Easter Chobor, and there's even an opinion in the Gemara over here, it says, Ilu Shevin Domi, the Gemara was supposed to be Shayo. And Gemara Dash is the Pasuk of Kippur Shemzei or Sechzei. They're a very famous Gemara. And Chavis Yoreh says, this is the Easter of abortion. Not only are you destroying the sperm, you're destroying a fertilized egg. And he contends, this is the Bakar, the Gemara Yigimel, in Nida, for the Easter of abortion. Essentially, what is he saying? If there's an Easter of Ashrat Zera, Kal V'Chemer is also to abort a child. That's what he contends. A fertilized egg. Destroying the developed seed. But that's way beyond the Isser of Ashkas HaZerah. Ashkas HaZerah is also, I mean, the whole discussion today, as you can imagine, the United States among the so-called powers that be, you know, when does human life begin? As far as we're concerned, human life begins in the germ plasm of the sperm. That's when human life begins. And that's exactly what the Gemara is saying over here. The Gemara is laying down the issue of Ashkas HaZerah. And the Gemara considers to be an Issa Chomer, Eilu Shevin Lomdim, of course, it's not always Be'er Bezit. The Gemara calls this body Shayo, Shofti Yilomdim, and the Gemara in fact indicates that the Novi is recommending calling himself the sacrifice of people of the Zorah, Hazal Darshim, Shersei means Sofsei, referring to masturbation. So it's likened to the fact that Shevin Lomdim, which is a potential life, is being destroyed. What a chitch. So many disagree with this position of the Chavis Zorah. Look at page number 5. So even though it's true that it's my Balma, the Gemara said that, and we saw a moment ago one opinion in the Taras or other Rambam, that irrespective of the fact that it's my Balma, the Bahar contended that there's still an Easter. So obviously it goes along with that kind of logic, that the issue is from the moment that I said human life begins with the germ plasm in the sperm. That's what generally is assumed by Chazal. Otherwise, the Eid of Ashkas HaZera is very difficult to understand. Why should it be also? There's no nefesh here. As he said, it's way before 40 days. Mayav Alma, the Gemara calls it. What should be the basis of the Eid? So again, it's hard to give a rationale for this halacha. At the end of the day, it's based on Sukkim, it's a graph HaKosuv. But that would seem to be the Svara that you're destroying potential life. It's certainly what is assumed by many, many Svarim. But many disagree with the Chavis Yoreh. They go ahead and backlash from here to abortion. It's quite a quantum leap, to say the least. So if you look at the Tshuva of Yaakov Emdin, on page number 5, so he's talking about also the case of a woman committed adultery. So again, Yaakov Emdin, believe it or not, gave a heter to perform abortion under those circumstances. That's a rather minority opinion, not one that's accepted by Rov HaPoskim. This is what the Tshuva is talking about. And that's what we're referring to. And then he goes ahead, and then he says something. About the end of the Tshuvas are, he is unbelievable. And now I'm reading about Meshach. Hisafse Karavzal, according to the Chavis Yoy. That was the Chavis Yoy, injected. Tshuvas is given the Haros, but the Isar, the Lambo, the Oven of Sashem, the Batoa, Yishlifko. That is not a good analogy. He doesn't feel that that's a correct analogy. So, and he writes, so what exactly is the issue? He gives a Kabbalistic reason. Al-Pi'a Kabbalah. The Yisur Mo'atzah Zera. That's what he writes over here. Elam Bishum. Ba'isu B'kaychas Atumma Machish Ramali Shavala. Yadua. Yitam Chach Me'amiz Bali HaKabbalah. Shalvachem Nasuchim Zerem Yid Omen Zeh. Ve'keita Mishol Shnoshim Misham Shiz Tavrek. The Sugya twice in Shas, the Romans and Silvers. And he goes on to say, Shevkulan and Yisrael, the Nice of Abisha Mutizar of Atola, and the Father of the Victor of Atola, he in Shevshite Tarasa, Vitam and Yisrael. So he writes, and what is the basis of Yisrael of Sarazel of Atola? You have wasted the Tenetes Atola. I leave it all to you, who both are sitting here, I'm not one of them. And the Asik with the Soros, Makish to Pamal Yisrael Mala, Kiyadua, Chachmei Emes, Chachmei HaKabbalah. And he said, the Teda from the Shol Shnoshim Misham Shizvavot, the Easter really, that's what he said, it's only outside the body, but not in the body. Shol Shnoshim Misham Shizvavot, the Mosh Shizvah Ektana, Shizvah Eskena, the Easter Mashmasa Zera, in those cases, where the woman cannot become pregnant, but no Easter because it's inside the body. And the Easter is only Kishiche Tarza. The Pasuk says, when it's outside, that's when you have an Easter. So inside the body is Mutter. You can't say abortion is also because of Hashmas HaZera, because abortion is being done inside the body and not outside the body. That's exactly what the Dr. Edmund over here writes. So the second reason, again, as I said, is that we know abortion is also for Vedayah, and a non-Jew is not enjoined from Hashmas HaZera. Because what's the base of Hashmas HaZera? Only someone who's a believer drew a book. And a non-Jew, the Pashtus, is not obligated to prove a woo. Now that issue with a guy is believing in prove a woo is totally on what the source of prove a woo is. Prove a woo is mentioned four times in Rosh. And it could be that if it's mentioned as it is, at the very outset of the Torah, where in part of the Tzivu Hashem is Barak, even the other Orisha, prove a woo, umilu tzara tzvi kishua. The Gemara Yavamas, the Mishnah, Yavamas at times Mahol B'Sham B'Sil, after quotes, that pasuk. And that pasuk is talking about clearly a non-Jew, talking about a guy. Can't find that maybe God also has an obligation of approval. There are two other obligations. There are two obligations that the Hasidim is discussing by Rikos, and that they are well known that Lovisto, Burah, the Shemesh, is going on, and La'erev Al-Tanach Yodavim. These are three separate parameters relating to this. But even if Hashmas HaZera is a seven Isur, but it's not one of the Isurim for Ben Dayah. So this question that he asked in the Chavis Yoyer, and as discussed by, there's a very beautiful sefer called Chendas Yisrael. I'm sure you are familiar with that. You know what I was given as a Bar Mitzvah person by my grand? Clay Chendas HaTera. I couldn't even read a Rashi in Chumash. And he gave me the Clay Chendas HaTera. So I did look at it, and my Bar Mitzvah, I suspect I haven't seen it since then. But the Clay Chendas, Rabbi Adon Potsky, was a Goyin Adin. Oh, Gaush and Godel, you can see the kind of tulpul they have over there. Unbelievable. They also said about Chemnitz itself. Anyway, so this is discussed over there, that Sefer. But whatever the case is, as I said, this is another position of the Yaakov Emdin, the end of the Akapollah, is the issue with abortion. However, if you look on the page 6, there's a Marit. I saw this in a sefer that has a collection of essays, and he quotes the Marit Ben Tshuva, and Marit is a contemporary of Mr. Karol, as we know about him. He has the Shmita, the famous Machlechsen, Mabitna of Mr. Karol. This is the Marit, the same Mishpacha, the Tzvani family. Nice, very nice Italian family, Masero Duri Deris. So here, he's a contemporary in the 1500s of Mr. Karol. He wrote two Tshuvas on abortion. They seem to contradict each other. Actually, he talks of a Jewish doctor doing an abortion at a non-Jewish woman. So here, he mentions this, he refers to the text of Chulin. He's the part of Al-Shari, what I mentioned a few moments ago. But now he says, what's the Easter? Bidin Kabbalah. A new approach. The Isur of Kabbalah. Basically, you're wounding the mother. By virtue of the fact that part of the mother, you're destroying a limb. This is again to the whole issue of cosmetic surgery, which is another passion. And it's a passion that actually has been quite relevant for the last fair number of decades in the Orthodox Jewish world. I'm not only talking about, I have several people that I know who decided their nostrils were not in order. Now, why exactly? I guess I call them Yiddish nostrils. So they felt the need to go ahead and do cosmetic surgery. Today, even in the Orthodox Jewish world, they've gone way beyond that. Hard to believe, hard for me to believe, but I have now met several Orthodox Jews, doctors involved in cosmetic surgery. They left medicine and went into cosmetic surgery because, trust me, the revach from that is 10,000 times the revach that one has from being a regular doctor. Regular doctors are being followed by hospitals in the United States especially, but elsewhere as well, and they don't want to make the kind of money they used to make, and therefore they went into cosmetic surgery because the sky is the limit. They're doing all kinds of things which are mind-boggling to my mind. Whatever the case is, the this position of the Marit and the Isur of Kabbalah, and general, I mean, let's say Kabbalah Atmis, can a person go in, Michael himself, the Mishnah talks about Chayim Chavera. Michael yourself that Isur of Isur, and Isur of Abonim, maybe it only, the idea of wounding yourself might only be Isur of Abonim, because perhaps one might say, if that's the case, how do you hold that abortion? Not everyone agrees with this position of Marit, there are many Maharik on this position. Anyway, this is the next position. Now I want to get to the Rambam, which is the next page, the Rambam referred to earlier, and this is the most famous Rambam. And this Rambam, Nishpach Hamodio, Nishtabru Habit Kul Musim, understand this Rambam. And the Poshav Shan, the Rambam, seems to be pretty straightforward. Take a look. In Allah Hattes, in fact, Al Rosh Hashanah Shalom Tes. Abzu Mitzvah Sasei. Kilo Locha Shalom Shavede. Lefika Horu Chacham. Chazal Pasti. Sho Ugra Shina Kasha Lele. A woman is having difficulty giving birth. Mutar. Lato Ho Ugra Meyel. You can literally cut up the child in the mother's womb. Bein Nisam Bein Miyad. Whether you use some sort of medicament or you do it physically. Neshukarogu Lachamel Lahorba. That's the Mishnah we saw. In all ways, namely that the child is considered to be a rode pursuing the life of the mother. The Yiddishot, Yerosha, Inogibo. Almost got a citation of the Mishnah pretty directly. Shein Daisha Nevesh Ve Nevesh, Vizel Tivu Shalayla. So once a child is born, then you already have another Nefesh, you have a Hitnakshut, a clash between two Nefashot, and then Inogibo Nevesh Ve Nevesh. We're not going to go ahead and push aside the child that has now emerged because of the mother, and the Ram calls the Tivu Shalom, that's what the Gemara calls Bishmaya Kamaratulay. So there are several questions that are asked by all the Nesin Kalim and the Rambam. Number one, why did the Rambam say that the Hetzer to save the mother's life is based on Rodek? Why did the Rambam simply learn like Rashi? As Rashi said, the mother is called an Nefesh, the Uber is not called an Nefesh. That would seem to be the simple shot in the Sugya. And also the Lashon HaMishnah, Ein Doichet Nefesh and Ein Nefesh. That seems to be the simple pshat in the Mishnah, the Lashon HaMishnah. Why the Rambam decide now that we have to go ahead and introduce the concept of Rodeh? Prior to his birth, he's not a Nefesh. The mother is a Nefesh. So we take the life of the mother because the child is not a Nefesh. Ein Doichet Nefesh and Ein Nefesh once the child is born. So then we have a conflict. And we cannot save her life. So what does the Rambam say about this? Number two, if the Uber is essentially rodent inside the womb, so why isn't the Uber considered to be a rodent outside the womb? Essentially because of what the Rambam calls Tivo Shalayla, Mishmaya Kamaratule, the natural process. So inside the womb is not a natural process. The Zelbazah, the Zelba natural process inside the womb, the Zelba natural process outside the womb. What's the distinction? It's part of the process of childbirth. These are two major questions that are asked by all the Mefarshim and the Rambam. Very penetrating, scintillating questions. So we'll just,
once it goes out though, what's the exactly nature of the Satans of the Mother?
You're asking to recite the Matthias. But I would imagine because the Uber emerged, so they along the way, there may have been difficulties that were created, complications again. I'm not a doctor, so it's hard for me to respond. I'm just more or less translating what it says here in the Mishnah. But the old Mepharshim asked this question. Generally speaking, what's assumed in the Rambam is either the Rambam holds like Rashi, that Uber is not a Nevesh, but then the question is why the Rambam have to come to Rodeh? You have to have some rationale why the Rambam came to Rodeh. But the Rambam really holds like Rashi. Or the Rambam disagrees with Rashi. The Rambam holds that Uber is a Nefesh. But abortion is Retzah. So why can you kill the Uber? Yes, it's because of Rodeh. I saw among many Mefarshim, they argue, why is there no capital punishment? Because it's Asura Sabi. We don't know if this Uber is going to live or not. That's what the Bahag earlier mentioned, the Sabi Bakayama, Sabi Nefel, it's not clear. So whatever Hasra is going to be given is a Hasra Sabi. Or the Uber is called the Nefesh, but there are degrees of Nefesh. The Uber is a, let's call the Uber, Miksat Nefesh. Not a full Nefesh. Only the mother is a Nefesh Lema. And the Uber is only a Miksat Nefesh. It's not a complete Nefesh, not questionably. So therefore it means it's not as much a Nefesh as the mother is. And therefore, if that's the case, there's no capital punishment, because capital punishment is only given to a full-fledged Nefesh. If someone is not a full-fledged Nefesh, there's no capital punishment. There's a famous tshuva of the Rebbe Yehuda, and this is found on page 8 and 9, the next series of pages. And he was asked by Abishai Pick. I'm sure Rabbi Brad is familiar with. So Abishai Pick asked the Rebbe Yehuda, and he wants to explain, I'm not going to, you can see I underlined the section that's relevant, but I'll just say it out loud. He writes from the beginning, Masha Tamea la Rambam. This will say, I love a test. And then he cites the Rambam that he basically says, Rambam said Neshu Kerodev. And he points out, Vani Tamea al Tri also. And he asks the following question. He says, Ni Hitir la Rom Trefa la Hatilos HaSholim. Let's say a person is a Trefa. I mentioned that Gemara is a Trefa. And my Mechud told me, he's a gastroenterologist in Hadassah Hospital, he's a surgeon, and he's been a doctor for many decades. So he told me everyone who has treifas can be medically resolved today, ancient stuff. So he asked me many years ago already, actually he asked me when my oldest son, his grandfather, married his daughter, his oldest daughter, he asked me this question. I told him from the Chazon Ish, close to 25 years ago, and the Chazon Ish said that the trade is determined by Hasina, what the situation was then. That's the best answer, if we had the anxiety. Also, arranging that so as another gun to the halach to answer this kashrut, when the Chulin actually discussed it, but below Mishal Hashav, another time maybe we'll bring together, along our Richos, but the point I'm trying to make is, let's say a person in the trade, or whatever it is, hold the lungs, or some sort of God forbid, some sort of machla, they're not going to live for a year. The Gemara says, Trefa and Achaya. Trefa cannot live more than a year. That's the Kabbalah that Hazal has. So if you kill a Trefa, you're not going to need it. But it's awesome. Trefa is Gavra, Hilam, Pata. It's a dead man. It's considered to be dead off the Alocha, but so, there's no mission to go around killing Trefa. I mean, it could very well be, you know, the society we live in today, because of, as you know, people think they're doing this so-called quality of life, essentially what our society is all about. We're concerned about quality of life. And we determine what quality of life is. Someone's in pain, has no quality of life. Therefore, they should be put out of their pain. That's basically what the Gantabel subscribes to. And so we obviously, based on that, they would just go around and kill all the traitors. What do they accomplish? What's their value? I spoke about this on Shabbos in the 30th of Shia. That's what I did. I discussed a fellow named Fletcher. So Fletcher is a contextual ethicist. That's what the world is in today. Ethics is the function of context. That is to say, if the world contextually subscribe to a certain kind of ethical norm, that becomes the ethical norm. That's exactly the Batanura writes, as I discussed the first Batanura and Pirkei Avos, who notes that there are many, many philosophers who also put together and wrote books on ethics, Aristotle, Plato, many other philosophers, the Chiddush and the Mishnah. Pirkei Avos is that even ethics is also Misinai. Ethics is also Mashem Barah. There's an absolute system of ethics. I mentioned the book by Hannah Arendt, one of my favorite books, Eichmann in Jerusalem. So there she defends the position of Eichmann, who the role of Eichmann doing. He was simply listening to the Fuhrer. That's what they do. A good Yeki knows how to take orders, knows how to listen to the Fuhrer. So Miller, he is to be clearly vindicated for all of his Rachmanov and son atrocities of killing so many Rachmanov and son, so many Jews, the tragedy becomes tragedy, but what he did was simply the ethics, the ethical norm of his time. That's the argument, and obviously we don't subscribe to that argument. We subscribe to an absolute system of ethics that's relevant. Meshachal Adaras doesn't make a difference. Whether it's today, or 100 years ago, or 1,000 years ago, there's no distinction. So, again, that, and this is what he talks about in the interview with him, anybody else. So tonight, kill a trefa to save someone else's life. Let's say I have a young man. He's in need of a transplant. And obviously, I have a trefa. The trefa in the chayim, not he's going to die shortly. So the Levi Yehuda asks, can I kill the trefa to save the life of the other person? Talk to the Levi Yehuda, chas v'sholom. That's an act of murder. That was before Retzach. So too, talk to the Levi Yehuda. The uvar is enough of the nefesh to declare that killing it would be murder. Then I have to invoke the din of reidim to defend the psak of killing the uvar to save the life of the mother. But you can't commit murder like a trefa to save the life of the shalem. And so too, regarding the ibar, regarding the ibar, even though you're not high risk of the ibar, and then he's got the next ibar. Wow. What an analogy that he draws over here. And then he writes a little Indian ubram, after in the Chalam and Shabbat Shalom, that's the second opinion in the Torah to Adam, that we mentioned, two opinions over there, one of the argument, the second opinion. He says, even though you're in the Chalam and Shabbat, came Shakul Fonim, also the Horgo, Ilan Reines, other deal, Bishop Al Tyson. So basically he only answers the first question, namely the question of why the Rambam felt constrained to have recourse to Rode. That's the question that Buddha comes to answer. He doesn't answer the second question that even before Tiva Shalayla. And he writes, if you look at the end on page number 9, the last line, got an underline, in the Akati was barley, the Bar Bazet, the Tarin Bazeva, Kazimra Darasakh. That's how he deals with the second question. Namely, I don't have a good answer to that question. There's a famous Achayim over here, but I'm not going to... Yeah, I just want to mention one more thing, which is Yachi Ezer, Achayim Ezer, next page. He's talking about Aderch Lor Raidin Kona. Aderch Shelosso Odos Isha Kolanit Machos Tareya Shinsabra. It sounds like maybe it's tuberculosis, I'm not sure what specific lung issue he's actually having reference to. So here the doctors felt they must have bought the child because if she carried the baby to term, she in effect might die in childbirth. Talking about the early stages of pregnancy. That's what the Achiezer and our family is discussing. And now the question is, this is the third month of Herayot, let's say, and it's not Tiro Shalom, it's not the Ramah. The Efka Shadavka Beleza Yeshdin Reyes Amor Akshav. He says, no immediate danger right now. So Chaim says, if I know there's going to be danger later on, that's this whole Shidul Tari right over here, this is a very fascinating tshuva. So he's a Rodev now. He says, I know that potentially you can become a Rodev. Right now you consider it to be a Rodev. No, essentially, when, I don't know, I think we do this all the time in this country. I hope we do it. Or we continue to do it. Namely, we hear about potential terrorists. And then we go ahead and, not we never do anything, but whoever does it. Our agents, our shulchan, our emissaries, go here and there, to Syria, to take these Iranian undercover operatives, to take them out. And this is done to save them by everyone in the entire world. The question, what's the answer? The answer is, they have a din reidus. that's Kiddush, that way, to me, it's Milsa the Pshita. Of course, it's not so Pashit at all. It's Malna. You know eventually they're going to become regular. They plan acts of terror. They themselves are constantly doing acts of terror. So we decided to go after them. Right now, they didn't do any acts of terror. Asma, of course, that's when they scream. That's their time. Their time is against the Achiezer. So all these so-called preemptive strikes. Yes, the terminology that they use to describe, which this country does, to say that, not just this country, every single country in the world does it, with the exception probably of Canada. But anyway, they're not the state of war, so they're not doing it. But again, we're talking about where in OEA is right in this moment, this happened. They're not involved in anything. So the answer is, okay, good, I'm not with you. Exactly what Zabrov said. That we're in a state of war. That's like that I heard from Agnani Rakhavetsky in 1983. So, probably you remember, you, well, probably all of you, maybe. When Mahmoud Nezatzal was taken in 1970. And it wasn't just Mahmoud, there were people on the plane that I knew. I didn't know Mahmoud so well. I used to go to Shmuzit. I didn't say the word. Mamorim, I should call it Shmuzit. Mamorim, Pastor Shal. And my father Shal thought I should listen to Mahmoud. I was right away, I didn't know what the heck his name was talking about. I went and I heard him a number of times. It was quite reminding, no question about it. He was a very frightening person. I was his whole teacher. I was near his Talmidim, and he was a Pinchas Tolfus at the time of Rachel, the SSY. He told me the following. You would go to Rafutna's office, but he had a large room, and he was sitting at the other end, nothing around the back where you are. You knock on the door, and there's a buzzer, he would buzz you in. So you press the button, and then he would buzz back, but not enough time for you to open up the door. And away, the second time, now you are frightened about Bachamol pressing the button. It can happen sometimes two or three times. By that time, you are mamish shaking. You are pushing the sizzling from the Brahud. He thinks it was done with Kavanah. That's what he told me. It created a certain kind of stimulus, apparently. Okay, but the Kitsa Nimrod, Sir Abhutna, was taken into, he was abducted. The Arabs, I don't know exactly, I don't remember who was involved there. And then there was an issue of, there were Talmidim of his, the Fruchtendler family, Fruchtendler. They're the patrons of Chaim Berlin. They wanted to redeem him for millions of dollars they're raising in the Arabs. They asked the Hakim of Yudon, Abyein of Yankiv. Kamelevsky said, no, it's us. And Mishnah said, Gittin. And, but he claimed that the reason for that Peter Shmuel cannot take place, because since the, literally, the founding of the state, we're in a state of Lachama with the Arabs. We're in a perpetual state of war. That's what Rabbah just said now, a moment ago, I think correctly. And this is part of Lachama. Part of Lachama is, again, because he felt he can't give them a ransom. What happened with Gilad Shalit and the whole business, et cetera, et cetera. But even without that reason, you know, it's a terrorist group planning an attack, you know, they're going to... I mean, what are the Iranians up to? That's all they do. That's their entire fear, is to destroy Pakistan. So then you can do a preemptive strike, according to Chaim Leiser, based on the status of Iranian. That's the Kabbalah of Sakhman, Chaim Leiser. Very good, Sakhman. Okay, to you, it's Pasha.
You never pinpoint the exact moment of otherwise. Wait, when the bullet just left, or when it's like halfway, or most of the way, or when it's penetrated? Like, when is it?
Okay, good. He's talking about in the medical that we're discussing here. Let's say doctors don't say 100% that a person's in danger, but there's something wrong there. There's no hazard to kill the road there. In general, the matter of sarcoma, not 100% clear cut, there's something got there, not violence got there. So you follow the Ramadan, we wouldn't be allowed to perform an abortion, the same life of the mother, so there's something wrong there. It's not a body road there. Has to be a body road there in order to go ahead and save life of the mother. There's a something. In childbirth, that's a body road there. But here it's only a something right there, so what the heck, eh? But that's what he said, that the Uber is not called the Nevesh, that's the Rashi Shita. It's not called the Nevesh, that's the heck there. And even according to the Rashi, he says, the Nevi Yehuda, he also, Nire, he said, the Kozem and the Kasha Lele, the Yashem Salamashri Abi Avad, he writes over here, the Yotze Uber of Emo, and the fact, that's why you have the concept of Rodeh that comes into play, as you might see in this unbelievable Shuvah. So basically, the Rambam actually here is when he speaks about Lobed, but Kozman Shalom Yosha Hashper, the Ram Patin, that Uber Yerachimo, Uber is like one of the Evarim, it's not called the Nefesh. And then I'm just saying that Uber is not a Nefesh till childbirth. So there's a head that can perform abortion now to save the life of the mother. But again, you can only rely on expert doctors that we have here. Rufin, left the last line. Rufin Mumchen, Mukim and Damar. Those who are Mamish are very competent, that there should not be a situation of Sakat Malefi, as I wanted to mention. On the last page is the Zim Shulchanach. So here, this Shulchanach writes the Halacha, Pesha Mishpat, Zim Tov Tov Tei, the Tikaho, and here you look on the left hand side with this ma. And the capital of the Nefesh and Mishma, he also brings the Rambam. Uba is not called the Nefesh. And the Makabah calls this Alokhanov. Essentially, the he brings the right from the Isha that Yatsu Vladema, there's no shame. Rotseach, Umisolov, and Go Nefeshalov. So the Sma says it's not Nefesh. And that's certainly what the assumption is, that the Umar is not called Nefesh. So basically, according to the Nadi Yehuda, it's not an act of murder because it's murder. Okay, leave that there. I will discuss next time, hopefully, issues that relate to rape, incest, adultery. Hopefully, I don't think we have any more content as next while. I went to 20 in the last month.